تستمعون إلى SBS عربي 24. استمعوا إلى البث الحي في إذاعة SBS عربي 24 عبر الراديو. بإمكانكم أيضا الاستماع عبر موقعنا الإلكتروني وعن طريق تطبيق SBS راديو. زوروا sbs.com.au/arabic.
I mean, the latest poll showed that a large number of Australians agree with or approve of a partial ban on Muslim immigration. What do you think the basis of that understanding or that position on Islam or Muslim migrants to Australia is? Is it concerning for you as a federal member of parliament to see those growing numbers of people who are probably not aware or people who are just following what has been happening in the media and getting their main source of information from media outlets?
First of all, I think as long as there is a single person in Australia who has bigoted views, then we've got a job to do. Yeah, as long as any of those views are out, it's not whether they're a majority or minority, as long as there are views that are based in ignorance and a lack of understanding and a lack of generosity, then we need to deal with that, no matter what community it comes from. Second thing with that poll, which I found very interesting and there hasn't been much attention given to, the number of people who opposed the number of people who supported a ban on Muslim immigration was smaller than the number of people who just wanted to stop immigration full stop. So I do think we can overstate the fact that what that poll was actually saying, as I look at it, was there is a rising level of concern from a whole lot of people where they're saying, oh, hang on, have we got our immigration levels right? And basically they're running that view based on the fact that we're not keeping our services up to date. People see increased traffic, they raise a question about immigration levels. People see pressure on our hospitals, on our schools, on our services, and immigration's one of the levers they go to saying, how on earth can we deal with that? When a poll sets that as the context and then picks any subgroup, Muslims, anyone else, you're going to get a similar answer. But the fact that there were more people wanting to stop immigration altogether than there were wanting to stop Muslim immigration, I think actually says, well, hang on, maybe there's some other issues going on here. And if we rush to believe it's all bigotry, I think we'll probably miss some of the other lines of argument that are within that.
And Mr. Burke, lately, a huge proposal to toughen up things like the English test before becoming an Australian citizen, to change citizenship laws altogether. You're the spokesperson for the opposition in terms of citizenship and multiculturalism. We saw that bill fail in the Senate. Now, what's your intake on the Senate actually not passing such a law?
I am so happy that that bill failed in the Senate. The government will try again. And so anyone who is eligible now and wants to be an Australian citizen should apply now, because the government will try again. And you can never guarantee with the Senate that you win every time. But right now we've got a reprieve. Right now the government has given up and they're processing again. They'll come back. But anyone who is eligible now should apply now. But can I tell you, I mentioned earlier about the festival that's going on in Lakemba. I was up the road there earlier today, and I had person after person come up to me and tell me the story of their spouse, of their family friend, of the person who works for them, who was about to apply for citizenship and had been blocked the moment that new law had been proposed. And the relief on their faces, the joy. When I got back to my office after Parliament, so I've been in Parliament for the week, I got back on Friday and the first thing my office did was said, there are more than 1,000 of these letters, but just read these first 10. And people telling me how much they love this country, how they wanted to make a pledge of commitment to this country, and they couldn't understand why the government was wanting to say they wouldn't get to. I think that says one simple thing. There are people who are good Australians, who are already permanent residents, are going to live here their whole lives, who just want to make a public pledge to the country and be told by the rest of Australia, you're home now, you're welcome. And now they can do that again. Yeah, I'm involved in a whole lot of different battles in the parliament about whether a minister should stay to go or go, whether money will go here or there. But this one, this is a permanent fundamental change to people's lives. And I couldn't be happier.
شكراً لاستماعكم لـ SBS عربي 24. لمزيد من المعلومات حول كيفية الاستماع إلى برنامجنا بالكامل، زوروا sbs.com.au/arabic.